The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Last month, the Key Biscayne Half Marathon was run, and this time there was a big new prize.
You're going to go to Cuba.
Elliot Mason won the race. Now he gets a paid trip to run in the Havana Marathon this Sunday.
I had no idea that Havana had a marathon.
But like a growing number of U.S. runners, now that he knows, he wants to get to the starting line. Mason owns a Miami Tech Services business. He's a Caribbean native from Antigua and Barbuda. So running in Havana now, when the U.S. and Cuba are normalizing relations, has meaning for him.
I will probably be running it with a part of me being attached to something bigger than just the race, meaning I'm a part of history.
That explains why the Havana Marathon has become a popular race for American runners since the U.S. first let them take part in 2014. And it's why an American business here in South Florida just secured the rights to that popularity.
People have run, you know, Boston, New York, Miami. I think it's the novelty of racing in Havana. It's the romantic aspect of the city.
Joe DeGrosa heads General American Capital Partners in Coral Gables. It owns Multirace, a running events company. This year, Multirace partnered with an events company in Spain to win the rights to produce the Havana Marathon. Producing the event doesn't violate the trade embargo against Cuba because registration and sponsorship revenue is earned outside Cuba. Communist Cuba allows sponsor advertising on race day. Still, why would Cuba's government let a U.S. firm handle a marquee event like that?
We can deliver Americans.
This year, 1,000 American runners like Elliot Mason. The Key Biscayne race he won is also produced by Multirace. Cuba wants more U.S. runners in its marathon, not just for their athletic influence, but their economic affluence, which exceeds that of your typical Yankee visitor.
The demographics of our racers, they're considerably wealthier, better educated.
Like U.S. triathletes who compete in the Havana Triathlon Multirace now produces. DeGrosa says their average income is almost $150,000 a year. As Havana sees it, those well-off Americans don't just spend a lot of money in Cuba. When they go home, they tell people like themselves about Cuba. That's good for Cuba's public and private businesses. But DeGrosa sees another benefit for his business. He hopes the racing events position his firm for bigger opportunities if Cuba eventually does open up to U.S. companies. He's looking at coffee ventures and financial services.
Well, I think the race venture gives us credibility that we're able to execute and get things done and do transactions that are a win-win for all involved. It was an opportunity where we thought we could differentiate ourselves very quickly and put points on the board.
That strategy, create goodwill with Cuban officials through events or charities, is one a growing number of U.S. companies are following. But there may be a problem now. Donald Trump just got elected president of the United States. He's pledged to cancel normalized relations with Cuba if it doesn't offer more democratic reform, as he said in September in Miami.
We're going to stand with the Cuban people in their fight against communist oppression.
Cuba may respond by closing the door to future deals with U.S. firms. But Americans will keep visiting Cuba, especially since tourism-related U.S. firms like airlines have a large stake in the island now. And the Havana Marathon, or Maratona, will keep attracting U.S. runners like Jenny Hadfield of Chicago.
This has been a bucket list for runners for years.
Hadfield, a coach and author, trains runners for the heat, humidity, and hills on the 26-mile Havana course, and the great sightseeing.
It's just such a special treat to run the streets of Havana, listen to the music.
The two-loop course starts at the architectural treasures of Old Havana, along the seaside Malecón, and through Revolution Square. Not surprisingly, it avoids much of the city's notoriously run-down neighborhoods. Tom Popper heads Insight Cuba, a New York company that hosts authorized tours to the island. He led the push to let Americans run the Havana Marathon, and he says no matter what happens under Donald Trump, events like it will keep U.S.-Cuba normalization alive.
President Obama talked about people-to-people travel and how it has facilitated a greater understanding of Cuban society. The marathon is certainly one of those ways.
At least as long as Americans feel like they're running through a part of history. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.